Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, Paul. Welcome back in, everybody. It's Sports Daily. I'm Jacob Albrock. Chad Chambers producing for us. Our thanks to all our guests today, which you can go back and hear on the Odyssey app. Let's go back to... Paul, this Bronny James news. This is good stuff for K-State fans here. His season next year will be fascinating. It will be overhyped, I'm sure. It will be amplified, certainly. But it'll be fun, I think. Like, we haven't had, you know, it's been, what, Zion Williamson since we've had a prep player come in with this much hype, and this obviously has an even different component than that. But I've been impressed with Bronny, and I don't follow him on the social media stuff. Like, I don't, but what I do know is it felt like there was no chance he would live up to the hype, you know, maybe about a year ago this time. And then he went out there and improved his status and by almost all accounts became a much better player and is now a legitimate top high school player coming in and a legitimate NBA prospect and all of those things. And I suppose if there was ever anybody, you know, wired to handle this sort of attention, it's been him because he's been getting it forever. And his dad gets it constantly and can coach him through that and was the most celebrated high school athlete maybe of all time. You know what, Arch Manning, maybe in that same mold, but even then, not like LeBron was. Like LeBron was, you know, he was everything as a prep player. He sort of invented our fascination with prep players, it feels like. But Bronny's handled it well, and man, that's really cool for K-State to share that platform because it's going to be a big one. It will be as big as any platform. I mean, I would venture to guess, without knowing anything else, Paul, that this will be the biggest headline of the start of the college basketball season will be his first game, don't you think?
Well, there'll be every news outlet, every media person of any note will be at that game just because LeBron's going to be there and, of course, his son playing the first college game. So, yeah, there's going to be somewhat of an attention getter for K-State because they're going to get attention that, quite frankly, they may not get much of until, you know, the Big 12 season started. So it's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. I always hesitate, though, with all the pressure that comes with being a youngster, with being, you know, the son of a guy like LeBron James and those comparisons. They're going to be made. It's not fair. It's not fair to the kid. But you and I both know those are going to be assumptions and comparisons made to LeBron. They're going to happen. And I feel bad about that for the kid because he doesn't get to enjoy his freshman year like most freshmen would. But that's what happens when you have a famous dad. But with that being said, it'll be interesting to see how good this kid really is when he starts playing at the D1 level. I think he's going to be pretty good. He's a chip off the old block more than likely. And I think it's interesting that he ends up at USC. And I think that's kind of smart because although he may not be there long enough to end up in the Big Ten, I'd sure like to see him play through a Big Ten schedule, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like he's been improved enough to be a one and done. You never know, though, and his NIL opportunities are going to be tremendous. I don't know. I would say the likelihood of him playing more than one season are very, very low, especially now that he has, by, again, all accounts of people who do this for a living, become a good enough player to be that, right? Like, so I think we're probably only going to get it for 1 year, but I am excited. I enjoyed, like, the Zion Williamson hype train was sort of fun. Like, I don't know that we get that as much as we used to for whatever reason. You know, it's not as common maybe, but we don't get those type of, I think the difference between Zion and Bronny is, you know, Bronny is there partly because of who he is and partly because of his ability. Zion, you know, we didn't know, you know, he didn't have a famous dad like LeBron James, obviously. But if you missed it, K-State will get to play USC in the season opener for USC. So that's happening in Vegas. It's one of those early season tournaments, you know, we probably wouldn't pay a whole lot of attention to. But, you know, honestly, though, Paul, like, that's kind of a big spot for K-State, too, because Jerome Tang, you know, built all this momentum and everybody fell in love with K-State and him in the NCAA tournament, right? Well, how about this opportunity now? You get a chance. The last thing everybody remembers about K-State is how fun they were and all the dancing and Jerome Tang's, you know, bleeding charisma and, you know, enthusiasm and all these things that everybody fell in love with. And then, boom, so they leave college basketball's biggest platform where they became the darling of things, which is remarkable now that you think about it, because there was a true Cinderella in FAU in there. But not a true Cinderella. FAU was very, very good. But in a tournament where we saw teams like FAU and San Diego State make runs, it was K-State, who plays in the Big 12, that became everybody's darling. Anyway, so you leave that, and then you start the next college basketball season, Paul, again on the biggest platform.
Yeah, pretty
cool. It's a pretty big deal for K-State. Don't understate that. Like, having those, you know, that much exposure and national eyeballs on you, it matters a lot. And to go back-to-back like that, that'll be an interesting spot for K-State.
Right.
Because we don't know, as we talked about with Tim Fitzgerald off the top, we don't know a lot about that roster.
Right. And, of course, here's the one thing. There's going to be media similar to, like, a Final Four at that game. You just know there is.
I think so.
I think that's a real possibility. What would a K-State victory mean to that program over USC with LeBron James's son highlighting the USC squad? I think it's fantastic. I think, you know, the upside on a victory.
I don't know.
Oh, it's got to be.
I don't know
huge.
How much the victory. I think as much as anything, K-State, whether they win or lose, because we got to see some about their roster, but whether they win or lose, it's a real opportunity, I think, for them, and you know they'll take advantage because they've done such a good job capitalizing, just to remind people about the direction they're headed. And when you think about a guy like Naquan Tomlin, Paul, who decided to withdraw from the NBA draft and come back with those eyes, where his goal will be to become one of those players, there will not be a better opportunity for Naquan Tomlin to put himself on that NBA radar even further than to play well
yes.
in that game.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Like, right out of the gates, I don't know that there's anybody with more to gain from that platform than Naquan Tomlin will have. And, I mean, we get this news the day he decides to come back. He has got to be ecstatic right now because he's coming back to improve his draft prospect. He's been a draft prospect, Paul. When the season started, it was Naquan Tomlin that was sort of on the NBA radar when you looked at draft boards because of, you know, his raw potential is all there, right? We talked about it all year last year. Now, with another year of seasoning, like, we saw Ochai Agbaji skyrocket in his status. Jalen Wilson probably did a little of that. Christian Brown did a little of that. Boy, Naquan Tomlin has the ability to take it even further than those guys. Now, am I saying I think he's going to come out and have that sort of season, right, that we've seen from some of the KU guys, or we saw even from Marquise Noel last year? No, that's probably unfair. But just to scintillize and tantalize those NBA scouts a little bit, and the whole country really, as a player where everyone's like, huh, who is that guy? He looks like an NBA player. He's pretty good. Naquan Tomlin's got tremendous opportunity in all this.
Yeah. And not only that, this is like going in several directions. This is such a big game because of the coverage and all the eyeballs that'll be on. It's important to the coaching staff, how they're perceived in the country. It's important to the Kansas State team overall. And it's important to guys like Tomlin in particular. If you want eyeballs to fix on you and put you on the radar of a lot of teams or of a lot of opportunity for NIL and that kind of stuff, you got to play well. So this is a huge game in three different ways: team, coaching staff, and individual players. Play well in this game, and it'll pay dividends. Don't play well, and you may not overcome it because you'll be an afterthought.
I don't think there's anything to overcome. It'll just be a missed opportunity.
Missed opportunity is better said. Yes. Yeah.
I don't know that it's going to have a tremendous – it won't have a tremendous impact on this season.
What? Yes, it will. It will. Play well in this game is like the most important thing maybe for the whole season – for Kansas State. I think you're writing that
it's
off.
It's a November 6th
care.
Game.
I don't
now,
care.
You know, they may not get a bigger platform this season for the long term. You know, the implications are bigger for like Naquan Tomlin. But if Kansas State loses that game, we're not going to look back in February and be like, man, if they'd only won that game against USC.
Maybe.
No. I think Naquan Tomlin could look back and be like, I wish I'd have played better in that game.
Yeah, that's for darn sure.
You know, the program could look back and be like, boy, we laid an egg there. We missed an opportunity. But as far as resume this year, I don't know how much it'll do. All right, we'll come back. We'll wrap up this edition of Sports Daily. We'll tell you what's on tap today right after this.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.